Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My kitchen gems, how it's lazy, gentlemen, welcome to all the finished drogos,
minutes.
Hello there.
Yeah, say minutes.
Hello there.
Can you say minutes?
Minutes, my dad, like how it.
Stu Coop, please.
One moment, please.
Stu Coop here.
Stu, this is Blake Howard, One Heat Minute Productions, and the podcast All the President's Minutes, mate. How are you?
Good. Let's make this quick.
I just have had a real trouble filling guests for this specific minute 127, that people would have just heard. And I was hoping that because you're such, you know, an enduring guest of the show and such a, like, a huge part of everything that we do.
Giving with my time, sacrificing, I'm currently at work, yep.
If you would be willing to just jump on at the last minute and just, you know, sort of help us unpack it, because, you know, it'd be a huge help.
Always here, and we are, I'm getting paid, right?
Hello? That's so weird. Call disconnected. Hello, Mr. Toliopoulos.
Yes, so to come in.
This is Blake Howard from One Heat Minute Productions. Is that Alexi?
Nah, Alexa's got you
there. Okay. Does anyone here speak English? I mean, sorry, does anyone here speak Greek? Does anyone speak
got you now. Got you now, though.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, bye. Bye. Maybe I should aim higher.
Hello?
Hi, I've been told I can speak to Aaron Sorkin and Steven Soderbergh in a giant double interview if I just call this number and speak to you.
Why would anyone say that?
Well, that's just what I've been told.
No, I don't believe so, and I can't imagine why anyone would say that. Goodbye.
Hello, is this Mr. Williams?
It is.
Mr. Williams, this is Blake Howard from One Heat Minute Productions. How are you?
Ah, Mr. Howard, so good to hear from you again.
Yeah, look, it's I've got a bit of a weird question for you. I'm doing the All the President's Minutes project. We've come up to minute 127 of Alan J. Pakula and Robert Redford's 1976 masterpiece, All the President's Men. And basically, this episode has become a really difficult spot to fill. It's a thrilling episode. It's an exciting episode. It's this very kind of noirish, you know, race through the city. Woodward, played by Rob Redford, is trying to get to this deep throat meeting while keeping up all of his appearances of tradecraft to make sure that no one's following him, even though he knows that he's probably being followed. And I just can't for the life of me feel the episode. And I was just wondering, because you've been such a great guest and such a huge supporter of the show, whether, you know, there's a potential of you coming on to do this minute with me.
So, hold on. I'm just trying to remember from the film. This, because there's so many memorable moments in this movie, and you've obviously done them in every minute, that I seem to do the minutes where they're just driving around. Or actually, now that I think of it, when you did one heat minute, I did a scene where someone was just driving around in a car having a phone conversation. And that was it. So I seem to be the filler guy. I mean,
I don't want you to think that. You're definitely not a car filler. You're not a car filler guy. That's not how
okay,
I view you.
Okay.
I mean,
look, I've done the Rage Reverse. You know, and the biggest problem is that happens with doing podcasts like this is that when you become the Rage Reverse guy, suddenly every podcast that has a car in it is calling me saying, "Oh, can you come on and do like your Rage Reverse bit?" And I don't want to be known as the Rage Reverse guy. I want to be like, oh yeah, Blake, you're always calling like Manola Dargis and you're saying, oh, let's talk about the in-depth scene, the scene that makes the movie, you know. When am I going to get my scene, you know? Like, why couldn't I have done the final minute of Heat? Why did Michael Mann have to do it?
Yep, definitely see that the show's ending would have been different with you.
It would have been better. It would have been better to have Michael Mann come on and talk about the lead up to the end, and then I come on and do the final minute and say, and then basically re-explain everything he just said. Because, you know, as a male kind of film fan and lover, that's my job, to kind of listen to what people say and then re-explain it back to them so that they understand. That's why we got into this place.
Hi, this is Blake Howard from One Heat Minute Productions. I'm just looking for Jen Johans from filmintuition.com and the Watch with Jen podcast.
This is?
Hey, Jen, it's Blake. I'm just wondering if you've got any time to help me out. I've got 127th episode of All the President's Minutes podcast, and I'm really struggling to get a guest, and I'd just really love to see if you've got any time to chat with me about it.
You're still doing that?
Yes, it's almost done. After this one, only 10 more episodes to go. But yeah, I struggle with guests sometimes. You can appreciate, you're a podcast host yourself, you know. And I've just had some people fall through, and I was just wondering if you could help me out.
Yeah, I would love to, but I have to wash my hair, and then my neighbor's friend's brother's dog needs to go to the vet, so I volunteered to do that because nobody else had access to a car.
Right.
And then I got to get back because, you know, have to wash my hair, have to alphabetize my canned goods. They've been sitting there for a while. I can't find the soup anymore. I need those to be perfect. I need to alphabetize them.
Right. Okay. Well, look, I thank you for your time. Is there any other time? Like, do you think, you know, how long do you think that will take? Is there any chance that in the next day or so you'll be available, or?
Well, it is the pandemic. I mean, I have like a kitchen full of canned goods, Blake. So yeah. I'm afraid I just can't help you out. The water is running though. I really need to wash my hair.
Goodbye, I guess. All right. Who do I talk to next? Maybe Jet Ayers. And I was just hoping that, you know, you'd be available to talk to me on the show again. Just, I know it's a bit of a last minute thing, but I'm just really, you know, this slot is like a black hole in the movie. It's the moment where Robert Redford's Woodward is like in a panic and he's rushing to the final deep throat scene. It's, you know, this sort of noirish, you know, David Shire underscored thing. And I'm just really hoping that you can, you know, can jump in and swoop in and save me again and be a part of the show.
Ah.
you know, I don't know what I've got to say. It doesn't sound like anything's going on in that minute. Do you really need to go through that minute?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the thing about the show is that I need to do every minute. And so, you know, it's kind of like I can't call the show all the president's minutes if it's not all of the president's minutes.
I don't know. I think I'm busy that night.
Now or?
Whenever you were going to do it.
Sure. Well, look, thank you, I guess.
Yeah. Don't call me again.
Sorry, is that Mrs. Haddadi?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Mr. Daddy. This is Blake Howard from One Hit Minute Productions. I'm just calling you about the All the President's Minutes podcast. You may remember you've been on the show a couple of times.
Have I? Okay.
Yeah, so I was calling you because it's the 127th minute of the show, and it's kind of turning out to be a bit of a cursed moment. And I've just been ringing around to some like really special guests and that have been on the show previously to just see if they would be willing to sort of come on the show to sort of go through this minute with me.
I have no memory of this, and I'm slightly concerned as to how you even got my number.
Yeah, so I mean, you've seen the movie All the President's Men, right?
Yes, I have seen the movie. I'm confused as to how this whole situation came about.
Well, I mean, you have been on the show twice.
I guess I have to take your word for that.
Well, look, I mean, it was a long time ago. Your very first appearance on the show was exactly 106 episodes ago. So, I mean, this year has been crazy. It's felt like a decade. I can understand how you might forget. But that was so early on we spoke in this. And then, obviously, like, we've spoken much later. And so, yeah, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things where I thought, you know, maybe if you still remembered, you know, the 56th minute was the next minute that you came on the show. So maybe now is a time to sort of keep talking about it. It's another lens on the movie.
Huh. I mean, I guess some part of it is coming back to me. So who else have you gotten anybody else on the record to talk about this? Or like, who else have you reached out to?
I have reached out to a few previous sources, for the show. I tried to reach out to Australian comedian and podcaster Alexis Toliopoulos. I was pretty unsuccessful there. I've tried to reach out to Jedediah Ayres, the acclaimed author, Jen Johans. Not having as much luck as I would have liked, but you know, really excited. I thought you'd be up for the three-peat, you know, and I thought it'd be great to chat.
I am. I just, you know, I almost feel like I was like a last resort. It is a great minute, though.
It is.
It's a great minute.
It's, and for whatever reason, it has been cursed for people forgetting or not wanting to be a part of it. But for whatever reason, it's, you know, when you do a show called All the President's Minutes about all the president's men, you can't leave any minutes behind.
No, you can't. Do you almost feel like it's like a fulfilling prophecy that Redford overslept and almost lost it, and it's like you can't get somebody for this minute? Do you feel like there's some weird, like, poetic irony there?
I feel like if anyone is against me right now,
yeah,
on the completion of this show, it is it is that this minute, the minute that Woodward falls asleep and nearly misses the entire show, has completely stumped me. And it's just like, yeah, guest after guest that has previously been booked has just fallen through in this minute. And I'm like, you know, the show must go on. It has to go on.
Yeah,
and it has to go now. It has to go now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to read. I mean, you have to get to that meet. You got to get the info confirmed. What else are you going to do?
I'm going to sit here. I'm going to be panicked. I'm going to be sprinting and huffing and puffing and looking behind me and seeing who's following me and seeing maybe I have to search, you know, who's been sabotaging my guests. That's what I need to see. What kind of electronic surveillance has got my guests spooked? You know, has a car started too quickly in an underground car park? What is going on?
I mean, this is really like an invitation for the NSA to start paying attention to your podcast.
I'm happy if they listen, as long as they rate and review the show.
Please just tell me how we're doing and share with a friend and then continue tapping all of our laptops. It's fine. It's really fine.
I'm sure the sticker I have over the camera is enough of protection that it needs. It's fine.
I do love that moment in every single like spy movie of the last like 15 years where somebody puts a post-it on their camera, and I both respect it and I also think like there are like a million other ways they're watching us, right? Like that can't be the only thing that's happening.
I'm so glad that I also have a USB camera plugged into my laptop and that doesn't have a sticker, so that's fine.
Right.
I'm sure that can't be accessed. It's just the laptop camera.
Yeah. And I do think, like, when did we all accept that, like, all of our information is just out there?
It happened really easily and quickly. Like, I don't understand. Like I can't remember myself of, like...
Yeah.
I remember having a chat on MSN chat in high school on a library computer. And I was like, wow, this is full on. Like who could get my password on this high school library computer? I'm being super paranoid. And then there's just like Twitter and Instagram and that's it. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It is funny. It's like, I feel like we all fought against it really hard. And then at a certain point, I think I was just like, fuck it. Like you really want to be Roxana Haddadi that bad? Go for it. Not good.
What happened to a flag? We went from a flag in a pot plant.
Yeah.
Just take it. Take it. If you want the shit that's going on with Blake Howard, it's yours. Take it. You can have it. You can have the next obsessive podcasting project. It's yours.
I open my life up to you. Go for it. May it disappoint you as much as it disappointed me. Like
you want to wake up every morning as me? Go right ahead, my friend. Go right ahead. Oh, NSA. Man. And please, if you are going to review it, put NSA as in the prefix of the name that you review under as well, just so that Roxana and I know it's from listening to this episode.
Seriously, it'll be like Scott from NSA, really on point in your theories, did enjoy the program, shared with a friend. Like, my God. God, so bleak. It's a bleak time.
It's a bleak time, but it's really great to talk to you.
Yeah, man. So good to see you. So good to see you. But I cannot believe that, like, well, you know, I do think with any of these projects, like, I feel like, is there always 1 minute that doesn't come together? Like, did that happen with Heat or did that happen with Last of the Mohicans or has it been unique to this?
It definitely happened once or twice with Heat, but it happened early. And so what's happened is the challenge that I've had in this show, and I can sort of say it on this episode, is like, the last episode is recorded of this show. The final guest is done. The big minutes that follow this, the final deep throat scenes, the biggest moments are recorded. And I feel like in such a way, the universe and or the American intelligence establishment that is somehow operating in southwestern Sydney has gone, oh, he's planned this. So everything else is lined up. And so when that middle episode of like a run of 10 episodes just drops out of the face of the earth and you've like rebooked it like 3 times, you're like, it must be cursed. It must be cursed because it's just, and again, it's very much a bridging minute. It's a mood minute. It's a tempo minute. And it's like, especially because of the stakes of what's being said, it's even more important that they don't mess up right now, because especially a more candid deep throat is the person that you need in this next minute. And it's, it's just one of those things where like every minute is prepared with an inch of its life. And then basically all 10 episodes that happen after this are basically recorded. So it's just one of those things where, Yeah, it's cursed. You know, when Heat was a earlier podcast, like if that happened, you know, there is an episode where I just did one by myself. But it kind of feels weird on this show after so many amazing guests to be like, there's no episode this
Hello,
week.
Hello, it's me. It's me. It's just Blake. I'm just here alone.
I feel like Jodie Foster in Contact. I'm just like calling out to a dead relative in the sky. Come back.
I feel like there's so many moments that you could say. Like you could be Jodie in Contact, or you could be, you know, like in Arrival. You could be like in any sci-fi movie.
Great sci-fi
you could be
movie.
In Interstellar, you could be McConaughey in Interstellar, just like putting shit out into the universe. I mean, at least that's sort of fun. Yeah. Just get really sad.
The McConaughey that I'm closest to right now trying to book this minute is the one that's just crying and got turned into a meme. Like that's just need a guest on the show.
Somebody please join me, won't you? Please. I love that we're both cracking up. I feel like this is like it's crossed over into like the absurd.
Yes.
And so now we're just like, this is fine.
Yeah. I mean, I think if people are listening and right towards the end of the show, an episode turns into my absurdist nonsense version of a Robert Redford calling around scene callback from literally about 100 minutes ago in the film, maybe even earlier. Mm-hmm. It's like, I think it's like 103 minutes in the beginnings of that great call scene. I think people might get a kick out of it.
Yeah. I feel like people have really earned this.
Yeah.
Like if you tolerated this insane, wonderful project for this long, then you get a little bit of just like a goofy, like who knows what the hell we're doing minute.
Yeah. That is exactly what I hope for and what I knew would be delivered by your awesomeness. Thank you so much.
Doing what I can, man. Doing what I can. Well, it should be no surprise to you that it's CIA.
And the CIA. Thank you. You're the best.
Yeah, no problem, man. No problem.
What an incredible lineup of guests that appeared on this experiment. Right at the top, Keaton James Howard, my son, doing the introductions. Stu Coote, thank you. Stu_watchers, you can find him on Twitter. Alexi Toliopoulos, this is Alexi. Alexi has a great podcast himself, Total Reboot, Finding Drago. Look him up. You can find him. Just do some Googling, you'll find him. Cam Williams, thank you so much. Jen Johans, thank you so much. Mr. Cam W on Twitter for Cam. Jen Johans is at Film Intuition and filmintuition.com. You can find her. Jedediah Ayres. You can find him at Jedediah Ayres on Twitter. You can search for his books on Amazon. And of course, Roxana Haddadi. You can find her on Twitter as well. Just look up Roxana Haddadi. You will find her. She's there. Thank you so much for listening to this crazy little experiment. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll catch you on another episode of All the President's Minutes very, very soon. If you want to support us, donation links in the bottom, Patreon / 1 each minute, and we'll talk to you soon.